North of Xenia, Ohio, you'll find a dairy farm with quite a history. Not only have they been milking cows here for several generations, but they've become quite a draw for visitors who come for the dairy and much, much more. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
North of Xenia, Ohio, you'll find a farm with quite a past, present, and future.
Back in 1869, my great-great-grandfather built the Red Barn, and at that time it was a family farm, and he had a cow for milk and a chicken for eggs and a horse to pull the plow.
Ben Young's grandfather made it a dairy farm when he began milking Jersey cows in the early 1900s.
My dad and my two uncles in the 50s, they inherited the farm and had a different vision. And in 1958, they started selling Jersey milk directly to the customer.
But the farm was still small, just 60 acres in size. However, it was quick to grow.
So we started Young's Jersey Dairy in 1958 selling milk. In the 60s, got into the ice cream business. In the 70s, the bakery business. In the 80s, the restaurant business.
Then miniature golf, driving range, pumpkin patch, hay rides, and much more. However, the farm is still the core of the business.
We milk 30 Jersey cows twice a day, and some of the cows actually, you can trace their lineage back to some of the original cows we had here in the 50s. But at this time, we use all of our Jersey milk to make cheese. We started making cheese in 2009.
But with so much going on at Young's, we still haven't discussed what perhaps put this place on the map. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Yellow Springs, Ohio. I'm Andrew McCrae.